Hello there, my name is Seth. I am honored to be with some fabulous people here today. Will you introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hi, my name's Caitlin, and I am studying computer science at the University of Hull.
Nice, and what about you?
Hi, I'm Neve, and I'm in my second year at secondary school.
That's what, so is that like, for us that'd be like 10th grade, right? In the United States, I don't know. So here's a question. How did you guys get into coding? For me, it was playing on the internet back in the 90s. What was it that inspired you to start coding?
Both our father works in the industry already. Mm-hmm. So from a very young age, we were surrounded by computers and programming. And when we were really little, we had some of those Lego Mindstorms.
Oh, cool.
So we built R2-D2 and programmed to run around.
Man, you guys are my peoples. I love this. And how about you? What got you interested?
Like Caitlin, from a young age, I've been into programming just because I've always been exposed to it. Uh-huh. And even at school and so on, I've noticed whenever I go to code clubs, I've always been one of the best ones there.
Did you say code clubs? Is there such a thing in England? What are those like?
They tend to run in Scratch. Uh-huh. As they normally, in primary school, they were there to get children introduced to programming. Mm-hmm. And at secondary school, they're doing it in Python for me.
It feels like a code club is somewhere where I'd like to go. So here's a question. What kind of apps have you guys built?
We've made a cookbook for children app.
Okay.
That we used, it was originally so we could just have a go at making a Windows 8 app. And uh-huh. then we migrated it to a universal app, so it would then run on the phone. And we're going to update it to Windows 10 soon.
So people, I still have to learn how to do this, and so maybe you can help me, but that's remarkable. XAML and C# is hard, and it's wonderful that you guys are able to do that. What about you? Are you doing the same kind of apps? Did you write these together, or do you have your own?
We wrote them together, but we also have another app called a Noughts and Crosses program. Mm-hmm.
We wanted to have a go at writing a computer, so an AI who can play the game against you.
Like, I feel dumb, like, being with you guys. This is remarkable. So here's another question. What were the challenges that you experienced while writing these applications?
Oh, we always find it's hard to get going mm-hmm. when writing programs. We find that we'll let's do a Noughts and Crosses app, and then we'll stare at it for a good, maybe even a month, going, what do we do?
Yes.
And then it'll suddenly be, oh, we do this, and then it just falls out and we're done in a week or so.
I love that, because the majority of computer science is thinking, and once you thought it through, the typing is really fast, right?
Yeah.
What about you? What challenges have you experienced?
I've had the challenges of actually having time to do it, being I have lots of homework.
Right. Yeah, I get
still
that.
Being at school.
Yeah, I wish I had lots of homework. I spend most of my time just staring at the computer and then figuring it out in the end. So, you're here at Build. What are some of the cool things you found at Build that you liked?
Do you have to say the HoloLens?
Yeah, did you get to see the HoloLens?
I got to attend the presentation, and so I got to see it in use in the living room and how it was integrated with Skype mm-hmm. and how they could pass Minecraft models through Skype, and then they showed the lady putting an actual Minecraft model onto her table,
right?
And then scaling it down and moving it around an actual living room. And
that's really cool because, you know, since you've already built a universal Windows app, you will probably be better at making HoloLens applications than I am because I haven't done that yet. What about you at Build? What are some of the cool things you've seen?
I like they've released a resource pack for Visual Studio for Minecraft so you can write your own mods because I love to play Minecraft, but it'd be great to actually be able to write your own mod for it.
Look, I did not know anything about Minecraft until my boss was like, hey, go look at Minecraft. It is like Legos on steroids. I did not have that when I was a kid. It's a fabulous thing, and it's cool that now we can write some code to do our own mods. Okay, so here's another question, kind of on the serious side. What can we do as a community of developers to encourage young people to go into programming?
Well, you can start off when they're little, like introducing them to code.org. Mm-hmm. As I've seen, it's very similar to Scratch, but it's a lot simpler and easier to use. Mm-hmm. And it comes with its own guide. Mm-hmm. You could give better resources to teachers, because they seem to be a bit scared to teach it But if they have like a lesson plan already, mm-hmm. they'll probably find it a lot easier to teach it.
That's a good advice. What about you?
Well, at the moment, in the UK, at least, they teach students ICT, mm-hmm. which is, it's usually how to use Word, most of the Office pack, how to work through and use the interface. But they're starting to scrap that completely with computing, which is just teaching young people to code as is. So I think it's at GCSE, they're very keen on students to be able to program in at least 3 languages.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so they're just very keen on getting it out there. Yeah. So just introducing it and making it part of the curriculum.
Yeah, it feels like my 2-year-old, I showed him, we gave him one of those touch devices, and the kid just started swiping around and doing stuff already. It feels like teaching young people to use Word is, they already know how. Why don't I start with coding? So I'm going to ask another question. The women in technology issue. Do you guys have any opinion on that? What can we do to encourage women to join in programming and coding?
They tend to feel it's very dominated already, and they go to somewhere that they're more comfortable in.
Got it. And what are some things that we can do to make sure women are more comfortable in technology?
I think showing that there are more powerful women in the industry, because from the outset, because it is mostly men, you look in and you see only men and you think, maybe not. But showing that there are women there already and they are doing well and they are making a difference as well.
These are awesome, awesome suggestions. So just to finish up, what suggestions do you have for young people and women who want to get started in coding?
I'd say just give it a go. If you find that you don't like it or you don't do well, you can't say you didn't try, but a good proportion of the time you will do well and you will enjoy it because it is very rewarding.
Well, thank you so much. And what about you?
I agree. Just have a go. And if you think I like it, but it's really difficult, just try something a bit simpler.
I like it. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. I feel honored to be with you. I wish I could have started as early as you guys. I would have loved it. Thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.